Hello, this is Elvira, and I would like to welcome you to the Fruit Factory. We are a prophecy and teaching ministry that is a call to true Israel and the End Times Church. It is time for harvest. The Lord Jesus Christ is sounding the trumpet, and only the fruitful will make it. And I say true Israel because the current Israel is not true Israel. It is not the Israel of the Bible. They are Ashkenazi Jews, and Ashkenazi Jews are not Israelites. The Israelites is a branch of Jacob, and the branch of Jacob was afflicted by God because they were harlots, rebellious, treacherous harlots that would not listen when the Lord spoke to them, that began to worship all kinds of gods, exalted themselves and those gods above the Lord, and began to do all sorts of evil in the face of God. So the Lord did just like he had promised that he would do if they didn't respect his statutes. He shipped them off into slavery, not once but twice, actually. But the time for the regathering and the reconciliation with our Father is here. And I am here as his messenger to those people to tell them the Father is saying, "You, it is time to come back home. It is time to return to the land of the promise. But only the fruitful will make it." So how fruitful are you for the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ? Are you bearing any fruit for him? Or are you living a selfish life where everything revolves around you and your wishes and your desires? And you make up an idea of God that is fake. And you listen to people who tell you that it is the ancestors that you have to worship. And all of that type of foolishness. If you're in any of that foolishness, well, maybe this place can help you root the foolishness out, because that's why I'm here. The ministry is called the Fruit Factory. What does a factory do? A factory is a place where a certain product is produced in large quantities. This place does not say a fruit from time to time, a fruit if we get lucky. It says the Fruit Factory. Jesus Christ is working in this ministry to produce fruit at a large scale, at an industrial scale. Each and every one of us have to be a factory of fruit. This is a place where he takes the branch and he prunes it. So you're not going to listen to things that are sugary in your ear. You're going to listen to those things that will come and cut off all the extra branches that are not fruitful inside of you. You're going to listen to the harsh realities that will burn anything that exalts itself above God. You're going to have to confront your own stupidity, the way that the Lord makes me confront my stupidity every day as I grow closer and closer to him, the way that he reveals things to me. He's going to give me those things to reveal to you. And you're going to have to sit and listen and adjust yourself so that when he returns, you will be ready to be carried into the promised land. You will be ready to be reconciled to him. He's not going to accept filth. He's not going to accept doctrines of devils. He's not going to accept anyone who has idolatry in their heart. He's not going to accept those people who question the Bible and its veracity. He's not going to accept the sexual immoral, the fornicators, the adulterers, the ones who have who practice sodomy, the ones who practice bestiality, the pedophiles. None of that will, you can't even come close to him if you do that stuff. So you need to start renouncing those things right now. if you're shacking up, how would God look at you if you're shacking up? We serve a holy God. There is no way you will stand in front of him and claim anything from him if you're out there having boyfriends and having sex with them, girlfriends and having sex with them, outside marriage. That is not what the Bible teaches. If you sit down and you call him this white God in the sky that we were indoctrinated by, my friend, you are lost. You are lost and you need to wake up because time is running out. I am here as the last sounding trumpet. There won't be a lot of trumpets after me. There will be a few of us who will be resounding the trumpet in these end times. People that God has been working on in secret. People who will not sit and make you pay $300 tickets to supposed healing conferences and call themselves prophets. Not people who sit and do prophesy morning to evening. True prophets don't have time for that stuff. You don't have time for that stuff because you're too bothered, too worried, too preoccupied by what God is revealing to you and what he's entrusting you with. There is not even enough time in a day to be publishing the prophecies that he's giving to you. You need to be working 40, 50, 100, 200 for the prophets of the ancient times. They were working 2,000, 3,000 years ahead of their time. Those prophets have prophesied things that still have not come to pass. And it's been 3,000 years. We seriously need to wake up. The church needs to wake up. Israel needs to wake up. There is excessive deceit, deception, lies, witchcraft. It is time to wake up. If you cannot wake yourself up right now, you won't have time to wake yourself up later. And by the time you realize that you had been asleep all along, it will be too late. So, that was just a little introduction to today's prophecy that the Lord has given me this afternoon, actually. I am recording it the same day. I have published it already on our platform, which is thefruitfactory.co. All of the prophecies get published there. And sometimes it will take a few days for me to have the time to record it into an audio. So my suggestion is that you stay tuned on the website to check out all of the latest releases, everything that the Lord has to say, that you can keep track of it over there. And also, if these are things that you're interested by, the thematics that I've been talking about here, true Israel, the end times, the return of the Lord, the regathering back to the promised land, there will also be quite a lot of information about people that are in Hollywood, because Hollywood is run by the fake Jews, the synagogue of Satan, those who say they are Jews, but they are not. Their home is Hollywood, isn't it? So they are going to be mentioned here quite a bit. And I also had a specific calling with Hollywood, and you can check that out under the prophecy where that is titled My History with Hollywood and the Warning to Denzel Washington. If you go on the website, it is there. Even in the podcast, it should be uploaded already. And so, as part of this Hollywood series, today the Lord has given me a prophecy for Mr. Chris Pratt. I was asked by the Lord on the afternoon of August 17th, 2024, to write down the following prophecy and to publish it the same day. At the time of recording this, the prophecy has already been published on the website, And I am recording it, and it is 9:30 p.m. This prophecy is titled, I Want to Set You Free, My Son. And it is addressed to the actor Chris Pratt. Thus says the Lord to Mr. Chris Pratt. You are struggling to get out because you have not done a full repentance. You must lower yourself before me, Yahweh, and list all the offenses that you have done against me. List them one by one. I will not expose it here to the public, but I will speak to you on this public platform because I want others to see and know that I will get you out of that prison. I, Yahweh, will deliver you and your children from the claws of the roaring lion who trapped you. When it happens, they will know that I said it here first. The key to your deliverance, my son, is your repentance. As you repent in detail, morning, midday, and evening, I will reveal to you the things you must do to go to safety and be shielded from the devils, the robots, the evil spirits, and your former associates, and I will do so for you and your children. Repentance is not something that is above you to do. It is a fundamental element of my kingdom. It is your repentance that is the key to your deliverance. And this applies to all of you reading this prophecy. Repent and renounce your former deeds, your former affiliations, and plead the blood of Jesus Christ to set you free of their afflictions. Give a letter of divorce to Satan. Pick up your cross and follow me. And surely, as I have proclaimed it, I will fulfill it. I, Yahweh, the Almighty, have spoken, and so it shall be. This is the end of this prophecy to Mr. Chris Pratt. And the Lord gave me, or provided me, with a scripture as the banner scripture of this prophecy, which is Proverbs 16, verse 9. This proverb states, a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. With this simple statement, the Lord is asking you, Chris, and all who are in your situation, to surrender to him completely and allow him to direct your steps. The Lord is saying, set aside the plans of your heart. Those plans cannot get you out of your current situation, and you know that. The Lord is asking you, Chris, to let go of whatever is still preoccupying your heart, your soul, your spirit, and to hold onto the Lord Jesus Christ completely. Chris, at this point, you know that you cannot count on anything else and on no one else. Your money cannot help you. Your fame cannot help you. And even your family cannot help you. So how about you fully trust in the only one who can actually help you? Jesus. His name is Jesus Christ. And you know it. But you're scared. Let go of the fear, because we have not been given a spirit of fear. Have we, Chris? But we have given a spirit. We have been given a spirit of love, of power and of love, and of a sound mind. Where there is fear, there can be no faith. And now you have arrived at a point where you need to let go of your reasoning and begin to walk by faith. You have reached a point where it is the faith, it is only the faith that can move you forward. You are at a crossroads. Failure to develop that necessary faith at this stage is going to get you pulled back into those satanic systems. And you know what they do to you. You know what you have to do for them. You know what they do to your children. You know what they want to do to your children. Your battle is not about fighting. It's not about finding the right plan. Nor is it about finding the strategy to get in a car and disappear. It goes deeper than this, and you know it, Chris. Ephesians 6, verse 12 says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." That is where the battle is. So on top of the repentance, the Lord is telling you, Chris, I already have all the steps planned out for you. I have already won this battle. I have the victory. Your escape route is already set up for you. But what I need now is that you jump. In faith, you jump and trust that I will catch you. It is scary, Chris. I know it is. I know it is. Trust me. I know this better than you think. There is a certain audio that the Lord made me record about 3 days ago. I woke up in the morning and I had this message sitting on my chest. It was almost like a weight that was telling me I need to be released. It was not pre-planned. I had no scripture prepared for it. I had no specific message, whatever. I just knew that something was on my chest that the Lord had placed there, and I had to go and take out my phone and record it. And whatever was going to come out of my mouth in that moment will be coming from the Holy Spirit. And it just so happened that this exact topic that is being discussed here by the Lord in his message to Chris Pratt is exactly what he made me record those 3 days ago. The title of the recording is "The Price of Submission and Obedience to God, Separation." And it is from August 14th. 2024. I have added a copy of that audio So the article on the website, and you can find that audio here on the podcast. It was so impromptu that I've actually not yet released it in written format on the platform. It is still only in audio. So please do listen to that, Chris. And to all of you who are in Chris's situation, maybe within Hollywood or outside of it, the end times are going to be brutal. The death that is coming to this world is going to take away any sign of happiness, of peace, of joy. Only he who has the joy of Christ, only he who has the peace of Christ, who is the Prince of Peace, will survive what is coming. And having the peace of Christ is not about calling yourself a Christian. It is about surrendering and submitting to God. If you're not submitted to God, if you still think that you can outreason the Bible, if you still think that your emotions have any kind of veracity or validity in this world, in your relationship with God, if you're still equating God with how you feel in your heart, you're still thinking, oh, it's how I will feel in my heart that will let me know if this is God or not. You have been deceived. And I invite you to read the prophecy called The Litmus Test. It is on the platform, thefruitfactory.co. Go and read that. We touch on this thing called the feeling in the heart. Do you feel peace in your heart? That is deception. Doctrines of devils that your pastor has taught you, that you will discern God from a feeling in your heart. It makes no sense. It makes no sense because God is far above what your heart feels. He's God. Does it even make any sense that you'd be able to measure someone who is supposed to be God from a feeling in your heart? How does he qualify as God if he can be compared to human emotion? Think about it. Would you want God to be above you? Wouldn't you want God to be above how you feel? You're not even capable of having the same feeling 24 hours straight. You wake up in one mood and you go to bed in another. And between when you woke up and when you went to bed, you went through at least 15 different moods and emotions. When you were talking to your child, you were angry. And then you turned around and talked to your husband and you were in love with him. And then 2 hours later, you wanted to throw him out of the house because you were angry at him. And then at that time, you were happy with your kid. Oh, he became so cute and he made you melt. You see how emotions, how the heart is unstable? How are you going to sit and claim to measure God out of how does it make me feel in my heart? Do I have peace in my heart? Do you know what the Bible says about the heart? I'll tell you what the Bible says about the heart. Jeremiah 17, verse 9. The Bible says, the heart is deceitful above all things. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? What is the Bible telling us? That the heart is deceitful above all things. So if there is something that the heart definitely is, it's deceitful. Your heart lies to you. Your heart has no measure of the truth. It's time to wake up. So these decisions that you're making in your life, you're choosing your partner based on your heart. You're choosing your church, your pastor based on your heart. You're choosing which job you go to based on your heart, which friends you have based on your heart. Meanwhile, the Bible says that the heart is deceitful above all things. And then it says that it is desperately wicked. Desperately wicked. Do you understand? Do you understand? Desperately wicked. It has such a profound desire to be wicked. It is so desperate to do wicked things, to be attracted to wicked things. That is why you are addicted to doctrines of devils. That is why you are sick. That is why you are depressed. Because this desperately wicked heart that you live by have been drawing you, dragging you in desperately wicked situations. It has been dragging you, bringing you to make desperately wicked decisions. And you think you're actually living a life. You think you're actually in control. And you think you went through some evolution and you're self-actualizing and you're manifesting your dream life and all of that rubbish that the New Age teaches you. It's time to wake up and realize it's time to wake up. You cannot rely on your heart. You cannot rely on your emotions. You can only rely on one person and one person only, Jesus Christ. Everything, your own flesh wants to kill you. Do you know that? That your own flesh wants to kill you? Why? Because the desires of the flesh goes against the desires of the Spirit of God, of the Spirit. The flesh is sin. The flesh is death, because the wages of sin is death. In the flesh is the iniquity. So you sit and you live according to what your body tells you to. Oh, how many people have you heard tell you, just listen to your body? You know, you have to be in tune with your body and listen to it. The same people who tell you, just listen, follow your heart. Desperately wicked on one side, the heart, and pure death on the other side, the flesh. You have the heart on one side that is deceitful and desperately wicked, that is unstable and volatile. On the other hand, you have the flesh that only craves that which leads to death. But you've been living your entire lives based on these two things. What is my body telling me? I need to be in tune with my body. What is my heart telling me that I should do? This is how you've been living. So what life are you living? What life are you living? This is why you're divorced. Fourth marriage. Because you've been making decisions based on your heart and your flesh. Based on desperate wickedness, lies and deceit, and on death. That is why everything in your life is dead. The relationships that you have die. Your finances, they cannot stay upright long enough. They have to die at some point. Just when you think that you're making a breakthrough, it dies. Your health is dead. Just when you think you're healthy, something else comes up. If it's not psychological, it is physical. That is why you're depressed. That is why you compare yourself with people you do not know. That is why you celebrities, you live off of people's praise. It's time to wake up. And it's time to lay all of that down and to go and choose to submit to God. And I'm not talking about some, you know what? I am not talking about these gods that they tell you. They preach to you. Even in the pulpit, they preach you about gods that are not the God of the Bible. These gods are only love and never punish. These gods that don't have standards, they are going to pardon your homosexuality. They're going to promote you and just love you for who you are. A God who has no standards,
who has no righteousness, has no laws. Which type of God do you want to? Do you want to serve a God like that? That has no standards? That is just going to accept whatever you do? Because he's love, supposedly? Meanwhile, the Bible tells you that he who loves his child disciplines him. The Bible says that the Lord disciplines us because he loves us. Love disciplines. The Bible tells us that the Lord, the same way a father here in the natural realm, in the physical realm, will discipline your child. How much more our Heavenly Father who is in heaven, who wants the best for us. He's going to discipline us. And we are going to learn submission. We are going to learn faithfulness to God through suffering. That is what the word of the Lord says. The word of the Lord says this about Jesus Christ. If Jesus Christ had to learn obedience through suffering, who are you to think that you do not need to suffer and God only needs to support you and love you and give a free pass to all your sins because he's love? Which type of foolishness were you taught in church? I'm not even talking about those people out there who worship the moon and the sun. I'm talking about you who claims to be Israel. You who claims to be a Christian. You who is trapped in Hollywood right now. You don't know what to do. You can see the death coming. You can see it coming. You are filled. You are surrounded by darkness. You are in a pit. And you're looking for a way out. Well, this is the way out. Submit to God. Repent. And accept that you do not know and that he knows because he's God. Go and say, Yahweh, Jesus Christ, creator of the heavens and the earth, I bow before you today. I humble myself before you because I have been foolish. I have been stupid. And I have been following my desperately wicked heart, my deceitful heart. I have been living by this flesh that only promises me death. And I desperately need you. That is your cure to all of humanity's problems. Repentance. But we are too proud. So, this is all that I had to share with you today. And I hope, Chris, that you will hear the Lord's instruction and that you will do it. And I will ask the Lord if he will allow me to intercede on your behalf. And if he does, I will be praying for you and for your children. My name is Elvira. I am the Lord's worker and servant for this work, the Fruit Factory. And I thank you for listening. Until next time.